I'm Jill Reed, and this is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. This is where the editors and contributors to Audiophile let you know what they're listening to and what they think about it. I'm joined this week by Sandy Henschel, who's a contributing editor to Audiophile Magazine, and this week is her first week with me, and I'm really having a good time.
So am I. Don't tell anybody.
So what do you have today?
Oh, well, today I have footnotes by Cassine Gaines, read by the author, and here's another one, Joe, of an author reading his or her own work.
And I don't know Gaines, either as an author or clearly as a narrator, since who is he and tell me about him.
He's a pop culture expert, and he reads his own work and sounds absolutely delighted to share this account of what it took to get a show onto the Broadway stage for African Americans back in the 20s.
And what show is he looking at?
Okay, Shuffle Along. It's the first Broadway all-Black musical to succeed, not just appear, but to succeed on Broadway.
And that's UB Blake.
Yes, I love UB Blake.
Yeah, I do too.
Noble Sissle and UB Blake had a collaboration, a musical partnership that would last a lifetime.
Which is amazing.
I know. And the musical Shuffle Along, what it really did was it proved that white audiences would pay to see Black performers being real. Before this, not so much. But in this case, they wrote that book, and Flournoy Miller and Aubrey Lyles wrote the book for the musical. They wrote the music, Sissle and Blake.
Yes, Sissle was the lyricist, Blake was the composer.
Right, and he also conducted the orchestras when they were performing.
And what year was this?
1921.
Wow. So also, you think about what was going on in this country in 1921, and the enormous amount of violence against Black people.
Yes, and they
across the country.
Just come out of the flu epidemic, pandemic. Gaines describes restrictive race laws and dangerous working conditions and the very embarrassing fact that African-American actors were forced to perform degrading, stereotypical Black characters in blackface. They had to put cork on their own faces. It was terrible.
And then Shuffle Along changes this.
Yes, it does. Yes, they were really worried that, and it's very sad to say this, but consider that it was considered radical for Shuffle Along to have a romantic relationship on stage that didn't either end in slapstick, comedy, or tragedy for the African-American protagonists.
It is hard to believe.
I know.
And of course, the music that Blake was creating was groundbreaking as well.
Absolutely. Yes, it was. However, they ran up against walls of racism in this country, but when they went on their European tour, they were treated like royalty. They performed for royalty. And I have a little clip that might show that for you.
Okay, sure. This is Footnotes, and it's written and read by Cassine Gaines.
Noble Sissle was having the time of his life. In less than a year, he and UB Blake had gone from secretly praying that there was enough in the Chocolate Dandy's box office till to keep the company happy for a little bit longer, to headlining a highly successful European tour with a top talent agent behind them. It felt like old times, playing for the rich and refined who all dropped their pretense once Blake began wobbling the bass, bouncing on his piano stool, and synchronizing with Sissle's melodious vocals. While in England, they played the Coliseum, wowed at the Piccadilly, and were the main entertainment for the Kit Kat Club's floor show, where they played to the Prince of Wales. The London Daily Telegraph declared, "Sissle and Blake have the kind of quality that grows on you and makes their work appear at the second visit to be even better than you remembered it." In their own original songs, Noble Sissle and UB Blake give us the very essence of syncopation.
I love being reminded of what it would have been like to hear something like syncopation, like early jazz for the first time.
Absolutely.
Your ears, there's nothing that your ears could make familiar from it. It was so new and so different and so exciting.
Yes, it was. And the way they were treated, the respectful way they were treated on their European tour, opened their eyes to the fact that this was the way it should be. Not that it was in a systemically racist America, but it should be like this.
And, you know, and you find that that happened again and again with Black artists who would go to Europe.
Yes, that's true. Josephine Baker auditioned for this show, Shuffle Along, but she was too Black. There was a paper bag test. If you held up a brown paper bag to your skin, if you were darker than the bag, you couldn't be in the show. So there was even racism within the community, because they were afraid of what people would say on stage about Black actresses on stage.
Now, I seem to recall both Sissel and Blake actually did become active in civil rights.
Yes, they did. Both of them, very much so.
That is a wonderful piece of history. That is Footnotes, written and read by Cassine Gaines. Thank you so much, Sandy. I will talk to you tomorrow. Are we doing more show business or is it something else? And do you want to surprise me?
We're doing something else, but it is also being read by the author.
Oh, okay.
One more of those. Yeah. So long. See you tomorrow.
Okay. Talk to you then. Today's episode of Behind the Mic is brought to you by Penguin Random House Audio, publisher of She Persisted, audio collection volume 1, inspired by the number one New York Times bestseller, She Persisted, by Chelsea Clinton and Alexandra Borgia. This chapter book series features biographies of women who stood up, spoke up, and rose up against the odds, from Harriet Tubman to Sally Ride. Listeners can now enjoy the first 8 biographies in the series in one audio collection. She Persisted. Audio collection volume 1 is available now. Visit penguinrandomhouseaudio.com/audiophile today and start listening. I'm Joe Reed. I'll talk to you tomorrow.